Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yesterday, you heard a segment from Sunday sermon at Celebration Tabernacle Church where Pastor Beckford was talking about different reasons why different conditions may be in the heart. And this morning, we're going to be focusing on eliminating those conditions of the heart, which are interfering with that good seed from being able to take root and bring forth fruitfulness in our life. So on Tuesday, we were in Luke chapter 8, and we looked at verses 14 and 15. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. So the condition of our heart, that's the good ground destination.
Come on.
When our heart is in good condition. What does the Bible outline as a heart in good condition, a good ground destination? Noble,
yes,
and a good heart. So noble, that has to do with knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing what is right to do. Well, verse 14 tells us we have to eliminate those things that are choking out. We have to eliminate that thorny environment. We have to eliminate the stony heart. We have to eliminate the quick fix of the wayside. Just let the seed just go by the wayside instead of taking the journey to the good ground destination. Those things have to be eliminated, eradicated from our heart in order for us to have that good and noble heart, to be able to bear fruit there with patience. In Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, the Bible tells us, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. So there's a lot there. He says, sow for yourselves righteousness. So we can't count on somebody else to sow for ourselves righteousness. What's righteousness? It's right thinking in a line with God's word. It's right action in a line with God's
word. Good teaching.
That's righteousness. It's not something that we earn. It's something that we receive through Jesus Christ. So we, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we take on his robe of righteousness. We align our mind and our actions then with his ways. That's walking in righteousness. That's sowing for yourself righteousness. It's not the opinions of the world. It's not logical reasoning and such. It's coming in full alignment with the principles of God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So we're to sow for ourselves righteousness, and then we reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. And we realize how much mercy we're really reaping, we'll start acting a little bit different.
Yes.
When we really realize how much God has spared us from and all the things that we did do that didn't get fully revealed in the public platform, we'll be more merciful unto other people. Then it says, break up your fallow ground. So we all have an assignment and accountability to break up our fallow ground, the things that are stopping our hearts from bringing the good ground destination. For it is time to seek the Lord. So how are we going to break up the fallow ground? By seeking the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. So we continue. We don't give up too soon. We endure through patience until the end, till we see a reaping.
So for yourself, a seed of righteousness. Mm-hmm. Sow for yourself righteousness. Mm-hmm. Sow it where? In your heart. Break up your fallow ground. Look at the mercy that you have been given. Because a lot of mercy has been extended towards us. So therefore, we should extend mercy to others.
And it doesn't stop once we get saved.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, his mercy stops. I'm saved now. No, the Bible says that his mercy is new every day. The Bible says that his mercy endures forever. So we are continually in need of his mercy. We are continually flooded with his mercy. What is mercy? It's God stopping punishment that we do deserve.
Yes, that's the definition of God's mercy. Sow for yourself righteousness, extend mercy that you have been given. Get your heart right. As Pastor Emily always teaches, it started here for her, love. The love of God. Do you have love? Do you have the fruit of love in your life? Because God is love. So to say you have God and have not love, then something is not balanced yet. There's not measuring here. You can't have one and not have the other. You can't have God without love. Go ahead.
And may I add, love, it has to be unconditional love. Because if we love somebody because they do this for us or if they do that, it doesn't count. We have to have unconditional love. And we also should be a devil tormentor.
Yeah.
I'm going to read Luke 8, verse 28. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." So that was the devil in this man asking God. He knew who he was. He knew. And he was saying, please don't torment me. So that's what we have to be. We have to, there's this little saying, when the lady puts her feet on the ground, the devil goes, oh no, she's up again.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what we have to be. Don't be afraid of what the devil brings you. We have power in his word. We tend to worry about things and get afraid of what gets thrown at us. I know it's normal, we're human, but we have such powerful instruction in the Bible. And this, pick a verse, go to the Bible,
pick
and
one.
Search. Go on and do a Google search and tell the Google your problem. And I guarantee you, verses are going to come up that will speak to you and they will teach you and they will guide you, because the Bible is a book of things that when we really look deep, it is a tremendous life lesson on how to navigate this life while we're here. God gave us good instruction. We make it difficult because we look around us, just like when Peter took his eyes off of Jesus when he was walking on the water. He turned around and he looked at the storm and the wind and the rain and he fell. If we take our eyes off of Jesus and if we don't follow the word, we are going to fall, because this life has troubles. And God told us, not if. He said when troubles come, but he did give us a way out. And it's up to us to do and to be led by the Spirit and to just relax. And when we give it to God, don't take it back.
Yeah, that's right.
But we do. Pastor Diana said the other day, we pray and we say, oh God, this, and then we talk about it all day long. That's not the way. You know, we have to just, and it's something that we have to be intentional about.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come easy. Because we go through life and there's difficulties and everybody has them. Don't be fooled. Everybody has them. But everybody also has a spirit in us that connects to the living God. And that's how we communicate with God. God gave us all a spirit. He gave us a way out that we can communicate with God and walk in the spirit and ask God to give us spiritual eyes so that when things do happen, we have all these tools, all these weapons to go against the wiles of the devil. And we can be a devil tormentor. And don't be afraid of the devil, because we win in the end.
Yes.
We win in the end.
There's a differentiation between the godly and the ungodly. And Psalms chapter 1 lays it all out for us. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
Yes.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Come on.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So that is a powerful text there. Psalm chapter 1, when it seems like the ungodly have an advantage over you, let them know, no, you don't. Come back to the word of God. It's God who gives us the divine strategy to be able to resist, to be able to overcome, to be able to outwit, to be able to escape every temptation. It's God who gives us that divine strategy. How do we get it? By congregating with the Lord, by meditating on his word day and night and putting his principles into action. And then there will be a clear differentiation between the godly and the ungodly. The ungodly are not so. So when you are following the instructions that God has given unto you, continue. The ungodly are not so. They cannot be promoted over you. They cannot have an advantage over you. Why? Because they are not so. When we're operating in the things of God, we're operating from the place of victory. We're not fighting for a victory. We're operating from the place of victory. We are already victorious.
Hallelujah. We overcome. The Bible teaches that we overcome by the word of our testimony, and by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony is the word of God. What the Lord says, your word says, that's how we overcome. When we say what God says, we overcome. When we say what God says. So let us go out this week and say what God says.
We had a guest person share their testimony for Breast Cancer Awareness, honoring Breast Cancer Awareness Month at Celebration Tabernacle. And she said on the onset, God gave her a word. There's also some overcomers I'm working on a book with as a publisher. And each and every one of them said God gave them a scripture, a word that they stood on, and they were able to endure the journey and came out victorious with the word. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.